Good evening. It's like just past. I was going to say just past. I'm a little bit out of it. I hung out with friends yesterday, and I won't say more than that. I try to keep people's situations as private as possible, especially when it comes to ordinary humans. But I went out with some friends yesterday, and they offered to buy me beer. I've had no money for beer to speak of, and it was really nice beer at the Pike Place Brewery. And I probably had a few too many. So, Plast. Yeah, it's just past 10 o'clock on Sunday, and it's April the 7th, 2019. I'm a little bit jaded, but that's okay, because it's Monday tomorrow. I haven't started my new job yet, but supposedly at this large Pacific Northwest tech company, they've got a spot warmed up for me to help them out with their problems, supposedly. I don't know. And unlike some of my other podcasts, very much like some of my other podcasts, or par for the course, this one might be all over the place, okay? I really don't know yet. There might not be some core theme. I will tell you that today, on my way back from church, and before I describe the event on my way back from church, I'm going to mention I'm volunteering at my church now to do, like, you know, the audiovisual stuff, because believe it or not, churches have, you know, lighting and, you know, projection systems and sound systems. And so, yeah, I'm volunteering, and I helped out with the lighting today, and I made a couple mistakes. And it was like the first time I did it, and the guy, you know, the director of it, he said it was no big deal, but I'm pretty certain I'm in trouble with Christ. So that's a whole nother topic. But I made some mistakes. Anyways, on my way back from church, very, very near where I live, a large woman was shitting in the alley today. Now, here's the thing. I didn't stop and stare, but someone else did. It's what drew my attention. Someone stopped and stared at the large woman, and she started screaming. I said, "Where's that noise coming from?" Well, it's coming from the large woman who's leaned up against the building, pooping on it. And you could say, Dan, that's normal. And it is normal. Yesterday, on my way to meet these people I hadn't seen in a while to go drink beer, there was a man, a homeless man. Ostensibly, I think the large woman was a homeless woman or a woman upset with a boyfriend or upset with a homeowner. But yeah, yesterday on my way to Pike Place Brewery, on the little bridge overpass along Yesler over I-5, I saw a homeless man dry humping, sexually assaulting a Toyota Prius. I didn't say a person. I didn't say an animal. I said a hybrid vehicle. Yesterday on my way to Pike Place Brewery, I saw a man dry humping a Toyota Prius. Now, you could say, Dan, these things you describe, they sound outlandish and impossible, and they might if you didn't live in the wonderland that is Seattle. It's an amazing place, and you'll see things. If you walk a mile in Seattle, in fact, that sounds like a great name for a show, Walking a Mile in Seattle. Imagine the shit you'll see. It's so fucking amazing, the fucked up shit you'll see. Although the show I need to do, the TV show I need to write for Seattle would be titled Livin' Rough, you know, and it would kind of be based loosely on my situation. I think I may have mentioned this, but I've been using laundry detergent as dishwashing detergent, which, unless you're like really broke, I don't recommend, because laundry detergent is just really, really strong. And if you have any cuts on your hands or abrasions, they won't heal. And what's worse is you'll end up with scars. Now, I'm going to enjoy these scars as a memory. They'll be a reminder, because here in a few weeks, I should get my first check, you know, once I start working. And so once I can afford to get the Dawn, you know, the Dawn soap, the special dishwashing soap that, you know, palm olive that, you know, you keep and keeps your nails from getting bad, Once I can afford that soap again, I can think back upon the scars on my hands, the chemical burns, and say, you know, you did it. You had to do it. It's okay. But you see what I mean? I'm already all over the place. But yeah. Homeless dudes dry humping Priuses, sexually assaulting Priuses. A woman pooping in the alley. And it's like, you say, is that normal? Is it not normal? Listen, every time I go for a walk now, there's some street person saying something crazy, yelling at somebody. An old Chinese guy on the bus today started yelling at another old Chinese guy. I don't know what they were saying because they were speaking Chinese, but I tell you this much, the old Chinese guy seemed really upset. And it seemed like if the situation had not, you know, cooled off, if the other dude had not gotten off the bus, there would have been some kung fu fighting on the metro. That's my fucking day. But yeah, living rough. Living rough, you know, life hacking the bottom of the barrel. Life hacking that narrow window of existence, that thin, thin line between having a place to live and living in the streets. And as you all know, being poor in America is still way, way better than being poor in, like, I don't know, Johannesburg, South Africa, or Caracas, Venezuela, or Mexico City, Mexico. So being poor in America is still a privileged situation, you know. Yeah, I know. A lot of people ask me, what is Dr. Freckle's Global Tontine Club? You know, and that's a good question. You know, my website is called dfgtc.org, Dr. Freckle's Global Tontine Club. And I need to look up something really quick because you need to know where this comes from. Let's see. I'm doing the bullshit Google telling me how to think bullshit. Whatever. Here I'm typing in, you know. Oh my god. Memory hole bullshit's so bad on Google. It's like so much bullshit. Like this quote might have already been washed away. Let's see. Where the da. What? Come on. Okay, so there's a quote from Justice Arthur Goldberg in a Supreme Court case from 1963 called Kennedy versus Mendoza-Martinez. And this quote, it's kind of famous, you know, it's kind of famous. People say it a lot or they'll quote it a lot. The Constitution is not a suicide pact. Now, of course, Justice Goldberg meant this in a different way, but here's the thing. You know I'm an anarchist. You know that I ended up at anarchism. My previous tile that I was standing on was libertarian. If we actually had limited government, if the magical crocodile could be kept in check in a tiny size, so all it did was chase down rapists and murderers and child molesters and whatnot, I probably would still be a libertarian. Like if there was a way to make that happen, you take the magical crocodile, which is government, and you keep it from getting too large. Like, you know, kids who will raise a pumpkin or a watermelon in a box and it takes on the shape of the box. So yeah, you know, I was once a limited government person. And this quote, the Constitution is not a suicide pact, is kind of related. I mean, I think it's related to this notion that essentially, we have to be willing to sacrifice certain rights, basically, like habeas corpus. Habeas corpus, produce the corpse is what that means in Latin. But essentially, it's the principle in general of where the legal authorities have to produce evidence. They have to show cause. They can't simply go around arresting people for no reason. So habeas corpus is critical. It's something that is supposed to protect us, keep us from being unlawfully imprisoned. Anywho, the quote is basically, well, those bills of rights bullshit, you know, if we've got Nazis attacking us, we got to like give up on them. And when you think about 9/11 is a good example. I should say the response to it, the Patriot Act, is a good example of this whole, the Constitution's not a suicide pact. But here's the whole Dan interpretation of that. I'm going to give it a different interpretation. I'm going to say, you know, the Constitution is not a suicide pact, which means that it's just a piece of fucking paper. And clearly, the powers that be poop on it all the fucking time. They shit on the Constitution every fucking day of the week. Every time you go to the airport, the government is shitting on the Constitution. It's shitting on the Bill of Rights. So I don't think it's a suicide pact. I don't think it's binding in any deep existential sense. And so essentially what Justice Goldberg is allowing us to do is opt out. That's what my view is. It's not a suicide pact. So I'm opting out of it, you fuck. But the Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club is a suicide pact. And if you join it, and you already joined, like everyone's already a member, so you can't really unjoin. But since you're a member, you're kind of obligated to, like, you know, and I'm kidding. It's not a suicide pact. It's a joke. It was my attempt to mock social contract theory, too clever by half. That is what Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club is. But it's something more. It gives you power. It gives you energy. It renews the contours of your skin. If you're a man, it gives you extra vigor. If you're a woman, it makes you feel more womanly. That's what Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club is. It's amazing. It clears up your skin. It can actually regrow hair. Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club can regrow your hair. If you're balding, yeah. You don't have to worry about hair plugs, man. And I think that's enough on that one, because I don't want to go into greater depth on that topic right now. So, yeah. So, if you have other questions about Dr. Freckles' Global Tontine Club, yes, it's meant as mockery. It is sarcasm. But could it be the basis of some worldwide organization that could take over everywhere, and you could end up with these clubs everywhere, like its own weird version of Juggalo plus Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Is it possible that some wave of clowns will be unleashed across the earth and the clowns will run everywhere and you'll say, what the fuck? What happened? Why did they send in the clowns? Send in the clowns. Send in the clowns. Yeah, there's a song like that, you fuck. So yeah, and I'm drinking coffee. I was thinking about my sister's French bulldog today, Beans. His name is Beans. And it's funny because I'm convinced that the French bulldog in general has no business existing. It's a terrible animal. It is arguably, there's only 5% dog in a French bulldog, 95% Satan. That's my view. If you've ever heard them talk to you, like when they do that little... Yeah, when they do that creepy shit, it's not a bark, it's a little like yelpy thing, but it sounds like they're trying to say something demonic, like, yeah, that French bulldog bullshit, fuck you. Anyways, this particular French bulldog is named Beans, and I was thinking that I had to learn its demon name in order to basically control it, because every French bulldog has a name given to it by its owners, but it also has a demon name. And if you can learn its demon name, you can control it. So I was meditating on this on my way to church today, and it occurred to me that my sister may have inadvertently chosen this French bulldog's demon name as its real name. Now, of course, it's named Beans, as in Bravo, Echo, Alpha, November, Sierra, B-A-N-S, right? Or a Z at the end, if you want to be cool. But what if it was more like Beans, Bravo, Echo, India, November, Golf, Sierra, like human being or self or soul? And if it is that, then it just revealed the truth. Bean's job is to collect souls. That's his job. And it also explains why he will sometimes try to eat your face when you fall asleep. Beans doesn't know how to do the whole soul collection yet. So he settles on the next best thing, and that is to, like, try to eat your brain. And so, yeah, the French bulldog, if you have one and you fall asleep and sometimes it tries to bite your face, it really just hasn't learned how to steal your soul yet. And so it only really, you know, it defaults towards the brute force technique. If it can't actually steal your soul, it'll just eat your brain. Fucking French bulldogs. I don't know. They poop and they vomit and they eat their poop and they eat their vomit. They are the Ouroboros pet. You know, if you wouldn't get arrested, I would say use a French bulldog as your garbage disposal. Like, you can just kind of get rid of that whole motor thing and just sew its mouth up to the bottom of the sink, and it'll be fine. It'll live that way. It'll live the way it wants to live. And you'll never have to hear those infernal sounds again, unless, of course, you're standing over the garbage disposal, and then you might hear, and yeah, that'll be freaky, but whatever. Yep, I saw a woman pooing in the alley today, and this is the funny thing. It's like people at work. Like, if I don't know when I start this new job. I was supposed to start last week, actually almost 2 weeks ago. Maybe I start this week, but when I start my new job and someone says, Dan, what did you do this weekend? Well, I'll tell you. I saw a man fuck a Toyota Prius, and I saw a woman shitting in the alley. Now, you're not supposed to say that, though. Not in polite society of Seattle. You say things like, well, I went to an artisanal cheese festival, and I had this really nice wine from these, you know, non-violent grape growers who don't punish the land and only drink fresh water from deep aquifers, and they only eat vegetables grown on the high plains of Tibet, you fuck. No. You're supposed to say nice things like, oh, I went to a conference where we talked about my soul journey and my spirit touch animal and how I'm going to, like, use crystals to pull the phaetons out of my butt wax. No, I did not do that this weekend. I didn't go to a soccer game. I don't care about the Sounders. I don't give a fuck about the Sounders. Okay, I don't care about soccer. I'm sorry that football, F-U-T-B-O-L, is so fucking important to you. I am so fucking sorry. Fuck. If you ask me what happened this week, like, what did you do this weekend? I'm going to tell you, I saw a man sexually assault a Toyota Prius. I saw a woman pooping in an alley. That's the truth. Those were the two most entertaining things I saw this weekend. Yeah, I also drank some, you know, pretty decent beer with some pretty cool people, but that's not nearly as exciting as the man, you know, assaulting the hybrid vehicle and the woman defecating onto the building next door. That is interesting. That's got a hook. And of course, there's the Chinese dude yelling at the other Chinese dude. Why do I notice this shit? It's normal. But if it's so normal, why don't we do something about it? I think that signals something. I think that bespeaks to some kind of deeper truth, man. If you tell me this is all normal, if the raping of Priuses and the pooping in the streets and the old crazy Chinese people and all the other shit I see every fucking day. The guy who was screaming at me from the hill this afternoon while I was walking to the store going, hey, hey. And he wasn't just screaming at me, buddy. He was screaming at everybody walking by. This is just fucking normal. That's kind of my point. I saw this article on Zero Hedge this last week, or I think yesterday, and maybe this will be the last little random thought for tonight, but I saw this article about this new rifle, this new assault rifle that the Army's going to buy, and it was chambered for 7.62, but it claimed it could fire 5.56. So I looked at the 5.56 rounds, and they look like sabot rounds. And so, you know, if you don't know what a sabot round is, a sabot round is essentially, sabot means shroud. Also, like the wooden shoes the Dutch people would wear. Freaking wooden shoes. I think those are sabots as well. But a sabot is essentially like a shroud, or almost like a carrying vehicle for another projectile. So when you fire it out of the barrel, the shroud falls off and the dart inside the shroud keeps going. That's what a sabot round is. So like an M1 Abrams fires a depleted uranium sabot round, which is basically a metal dart. But the dart is in a shroud that pops off once it leaves the barrel of the cannon. I hope I'm explaining this well. Needless to say, when I saw that assault rifle and I saw the rounds that were the 5.56 rounds for a chambered 7.62 assault rifle, it occurred to me, holy fuck, they're building sabot rounds for assault rifles, and they might even be depleted uranium. Can you fucking imagine that shit? I mean, I don't know. If you've been in the Army, you know what I'm talking about, but a depleted uranium round for an assault rifle. How fucked up is that? I'm not, you know, and again, I'm against the war thing these days. And as far as self-defense goes, you know, I believe in the right to keep and bear arms, but I'm not a big fan of overkill. And also, in the city, if you live in an apartment building, it's one of the many reasons you should use hollow points in your weapon of choice, which might be a Glock 19, whatever. But one of the reasons to use hollow points in the handgun you use to defend yourself in the city in an apartment is because a lot of these walls, the construction standards ain't so good. So if you use ball ammunition, that bullet from your 9mm might keep going and might injure somebody. So use hollow points in the city. Just F the fucking YI. But anywho, a sabot round, I mean, shit, you fire that assault rifle in the city, who the fuck knows how many people you end up killing? How fucked up is that? I don't know. So I was thinking about the sabot round thing. Excuse me. I was thinking about the sabot round thing. And the other article I read about how they were killing elephants in Botswana to sell the elephant meat as pet food. And I had this messed up vision of all these dudes in Botswana with these frickin' assault rifles that fire little miniature sabot rounds, killing fucking elephants and then shoveling the meat into trucks that they're going to take. And yeah, they're going to make it into pet food. I don't know. How do you put that into a box? I mean, how do you put the dead elephants, pet food, with the sabot rounds, and the man dry humping the Prius, and the woman pooping on the building, the Chinese dude getting ready to kill, the old Chinese dude getting ready to kill the other old Chinese dude, the dude screaming on the hill? How do you put that into a box? What do you label that box? What do you label it? What do you call that? Do you call that normal? I don't know. But I want to say it's Sunday night, and it's wonderful, and I'm glad you're there, and keep on listening. You know, I can't promise you that my podcast will get better. I can only promise you that there's at least a reasonable chance they'll get worse. And have a great evening.